From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Boxing legend Muhammad Ali was remembered in an interfaith service Friday in his hometown of Louisville, Kentucky. Ali died last week of complications from Parkinson's disease. VOA's Carolyn Prasuti has more.
Thousands lining the Louisville streets that Muhammad Ali knew so well. Three-time world heavyweight champion Muhammad Ali battled in the ring, but refused to fight in the Vietnam War because of his Muslim beliefs. His funeral, planned by him, included all faiths. His wife of 30 years, Lonnie Ali.
In the diversity of men and their faiths, Muhammad saw the presence of God.
The 74-year-old Muhammad Ali stayed a man of strong conviction, fearless, and outspoken, until Parkinson's silenced him during the final years of his life. Carolyn Prasuti, VOA News, Washington.
In other news, President Obama has approved new authorities for U.S. forces in Afghanistan that loosen restrictions on airstrikes and give U.S. forces more flexibility in how they partner with Afghan troops. Announcement came as Afghanistan is battling a resurgence of the Taliban, the Al-Qaeda network. Haqqani network is gaining, and plus the Islamic State moving in. Speaking of that, Afghan officials say IS militants have killed at least six security forces, including a district police chief in a pre-dawn attack in eastern Afghanistan. The assault on the police headquarters in Nangarhar province, which borders Pakistan, triggered an hours-long intense firefight that left at least 15 IS fighters dead and seven wounded. This is VOA News. The United Nations Refugee Agency reporting a multi-million dollar appeal earlier this year on behalf of the tens of thousands of refugees and migrants is outdated now, needs to be revised upwards. The money was supposed to be enough to carry out Greek and Balkan aid operations until the end of the year. UNHCR spokesman William Spindler says the so-called Regional Refugee and Migrant Response Plan has been revised to take into account the new circumstances, namely border closures along the Western Balkans route and the enactment of the EU-Turkey agreement.
The financial requirements to implement the plan have been adjusted to reflect the change in circumstances. They currently stand at almost $670 million for 2016, of which contributions of $328.8 million have been received.
Spindler adds that that leaves a gap of $340 million. He says there are many people with specific needs, such as unaccompanied or separated children, pregnant women, the elderly, and the disabled. A woman in the U.S. state of Florida has pleaded guilty to spying for China and conspiring to commit international money laundering. According to the plea agreement, Amin Yu obtained marine technology between 2002 and 2014 from companies in the U.S. and then exported them to China. She faces a maximum penalty of 10 years in prison. In U.S. presidential politics, presumptive nominees Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Hillary Clinton delivered political speeches in Washington. Clinton criticizing Trump's contention that she is playing the woman card.
And I like to say, if fighting for equal pay, Planned Parenthood, and the ability to make our own health decisions is playing the woman card, then deal me in.
Meanwhile, a more reserved than normal Trump said that he wants to unify a divided nation.
Freedom of any kind means no one should be judged by their race or their color, and the color of their skin should not be judged that way. And right now we have a very divided nation. We're going to bring our nation together. If I win, we're going to bring our nation together.
On Friday, Senator Bernie Sanders, who was Clinton's challenger throughout the primary voting, retreated to his home in the state of Vermont to plot his next steps. So far, he said he will take his cause to the Democratic Party convention later this summer. Solar-powered airplane Solar Impulse 2 landed today in New York City on the latest leg of the around-the-world trip, their ultimate goal to make it back to Abu Dhabi in the United Arab Emirates, where the trip began in March of 2015. Get more news at voanews.com and on our VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.